A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people, "May you and your children's children fear the Lord your God all the days of your life, and keep his decrees and his commandments that I am commanding you, so that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe them diligently, so that it may go well with you, and so that you may multiply greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart." The word of the Lord.
A reading from a letter to the Hebrews. The priests of the first covenant were many in number, because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But Jesus holds his priesthood permanently, because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able for all time to save those who approach God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, blameless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he has no need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins, and then for those of the people. This he did once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests those who are subject to weakness. But the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. One of the scribes observed the controversy between Jesus and the Pharisees, and he marveled at the way Jesus answered their questions. He said to Jesus, "Which is the first commandment?" Jesus said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment that is greater than these. The scribe marveled at what Jesus said, and he said to him, "You have spoken well. He is one, the Lord our God. And to love him with all one's mind and understanding and strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is more important than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices." Jesus approved of the wisdom of the scribe. He said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from that point on, no one dared to ask him a question. The Gospel of the Lord.